757-753-1103.
And that organization is?
Midnight Harmony Sound.
I like the way that sound anyway. Hey, let's do this. Mark Reeves and the Vandellas, In My Lonely Room. Eddie Holland, just ain't enough love. Professor.
Yeah, I'm glad we had that. That's an example of some solo recording. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a guess.
Mm-hmm.
Was there Martha Reeves and the Vandellas in the background, backing them up? I'm wondering who those background singers were. It sounded, I had the flavor, I got the flavor of a little Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
It sounded like them, didn't it?
It sure did.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Folks, Monday Night Madness. Got some Supremes coming up, some Four Tops, some more Eddie Holland, some Marvin Gaye, more Supremes. Look, it only gets gooder and gooder. And Monday Night Madness, hey, let's see, musicology with a heavy dose
of serotonin.
That's it, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, where did our love go?
Of course.
I remember this.
Baby, baby.
I remember this.
Echo your name.
Folks, that wasn't Marvin Gaye. That was Eddie Holland. Mm. Hey, the reason why I said that, that sounded like something he would have written for Marvin Gaye.
Yes, 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 definitely. Very similar vocal styles. Just like with Just Ain't Enough Love, I looked that up as far as the backing vocals. It was not, believe it or not, it was not the Vandellas. It was the Andantes.
I don't know who that was.
We played them once when we did the girl group, show, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Or, that was a while back.
A while back or a past, show, but we played Andantes. Them before. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about the Andantes now. Did they record on Motown, as a group?
They were definitely, part of the girl group Sway of the 60s, and they were known as Motown's Secret Blend. Ooh. So they were, Motown, girl group. You know, they didn't have, you know, staying power, so much right. as far as hits, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Incredible stuff. And then, prior with Baby, I Need Your Love, that was my favorite, Four Tops, song. Favorite. All time favorites.
And Andantes were backing on that one too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Baby, I Need Your Loving. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amazing stuff. And then we had the Supremes, Where Do Our Love Go? Mm. Amazing stuff. Hey, speaking of Supremes, I got this one. Ladies and gentlemen, you will certainly appreciate this.
Okay.
Without further ado, I'm not going to give you the title of this song.
Yes, of course.
Of course. Baby Love. from the Where Did Our Love Go album.
Aside like a dog.
Out the one you love. All right. Life is not worthwhile. That was the Four Tops, folks. And we had Marvin Gaye, How Sweet It Is, one of my favorites. Come See About Me, The Supremes. Oh, Ask Any Girl. Oh, my. Professor, folks, while we were playing the music, I was showing the professor the prices of a professional baritone sax, right? And it was around $9,000. Well, let me correct myself. It was $8,900 and some odd dollars.
Oh, please, $9,000.
Wow.
Just.
Why did I do that? Because in a lot of those songs, you hear that baritone sax up in there, okay? With Baby Love. I'm not sure about Asking a Girl, but Come See About Me. Marvin Gaye, How Sweet It Is. But that baritone sax was prevalent in a lot of that music back then.
Oh, yeah. That was the sound. That was just part of the sound.
It was part of the sound.
The formula, you know, that Motown, the Funk Brothers, that they all created, you know. And Motown was the first pop music that had some character right after the whole 50s explosion of, you know, rock and roll, rhythm and blues and all of that. And it just sort of seems like, you know, once we kind of got that sort of situated, then we kind of had a true natural national fabric of what was pop music and what was rock music, you know. And Berry Gordy, you know, he wanted to cross over. He wanted to cross over early on as much as possible. He wanted something that was truly black, but that was able to cross over. What was different than what I think Elvis was trying to do was that the Motown music also appealed, among other things, it also appealed to white men.
Interesting.
Because what Elvis was doing only appealed to white women, which was what brought the backlash on to him and why they sent him to the army. If he was going to appease white women with black rhythm and blues, then the 1%, the white power structure, were afraid that there was going to be interfraternization between the races. So you got to understand something. The greatest fear is that the races will, you know, come together.
See, that's amazing. And we see some of that today. We see a lot of that today, but I had no idea that I had anything to do with the music, because you're right. So many artists out here, black artists, they wanted to cross over. And see, it's all about marketing, because if it's not on the shelves, then you can't buy it.
Marketing, exactly. Because in the prior to the 1920s, music was available for everyone. Okay? It was until the record company system created the quote-unquote race records section. And Amiri Baraka, the great playwright, Amiri Baraka once said, if you want to separate the people, if you want to separate the culture, the very first thing you have to do is separate the music.
Separate the music.
Because of the power that it has to bring everyone together.
And you know the thing about it, it tells us that the European market is more advanced than the American market. Because, you know, a lot of,
as a matter of fact,
a lot of our artists right now that we haven't heard of in a while.
Right.
And they aren't here. They're overseas.
That's right.
So many. I had, I used to work with this gentleman by the name of Howard Westbrook. And you may not know that name, but Howard Westbrook, let's see, as a matter of fact, he backed or played with Marvin Gaye.
Okay.
And there are a few other artists that he played with. And he wasn't known out of California.
Okay.
And he wasn't known that much locally.
Mm-hmm.
But he used to go over to places like Holland, Amsterdam, over in, and he made money going over Europe playing music. Mm. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, he was a great, great musician, right? And but he had to go overseas to make money. It was absolutely amazing. Out of Santa Ana, California.
That's it.
Amazing. Gosh. Wow, wow, wow. Folks, we got more for you. I've got some Supremes. You remember this one. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And Martha Reeves and the Vandellas again. And the Supremes. We'll be right back, folks. This is Monday Night Madness.
Monday night.
If you're enjoying the show, just share it with somebody. We ask each and every one of you that's listening to it, share it with at least someone. All right?
All right.
Let's do this.
You. give without him around. I couldn't live, I need him so. And he knows it, can't let him go. And I sure, many times I've tried telling him we're through. But when he takes me in his arms, and there's nothing I can do. Why, it's no use, I can't break loose. I keep loving him more and more and more each passing day. Help me, Mother dear, I'm so in love with him. But he treats your daughter bad, he keeps your daughter sad. I'm calling, Mother dear, I'm falling in love with him. But he treats your daughter bad, he keeps your daughter sad. Help me, Mother dear, I'm calling, help me, Mother dear. He treats your daughter bad, he keeps your daughter sad. I'm calling, Mother dear, I'm calling.
This is Supremes, Mother dear. Hey, let's talk about the Supremes a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Now, they were a hot group coming out. It was the Supremes, and then it was Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I just, when they made that change, and I just felt that the other two were kind of left out a little bit.
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot. And it really became a soap opera behind the scenes. And, you know, you can say you can say the casualty of that was Florence, you know, and it was a sad story, you know, in and of itself. And then, you know, there was the dealings with, Diana and, Barry as well. So it was just a big soap opera. It was kind of a mess.
It would seem like to me with the stardom or the heights that they reached, it was enough for everyone.
You know, it is often said, and I've come to learn this, a rising tide raises all ships. You know.
Okay.
And which is exactly, is pretty much what you were saying, because, you know, Mary Wilson.
Yes.
Had a very successful career in her own right.
Yeah, but Florence.
Yeah.
It was a shame. Okay. Wow. Because they all came out of the projects.
Brewster Douglas. Yeah, all of them.
All of those. Man, there were so many great artists that came.
Foundational. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Acts, yeah. Grew up together, you know. Just amazing.
Right. And then Florence went full circle, you know, back to being on welfare and boy, just tragedy there. But anyway, folks, I've got more coming to you. We've got a few more minutes left to go in the show, and we're gonna keep it up here. More Supremes back in my arms again. There's the baritone sax. Yes, we're back. The Supremes. Professor.
Yes.
Did Florence or Mary lead a song? Or did they lead any songs with the Supremes? Or did Diana Ross lead all of them? Something tells me that Mary led something. And I don't know whether that's true or not. I'm just guessing right now, but it just seems, and something's resonating in my mind, that Mary did lead something. And I'm really not sure.
There may have been some songs. We should look that up.
Right. Hey, this group coming up, the Four Tops. Okay, I like the Four Tops, but the Temptations, that was my favorite. Levi Stubbs. Okay. Oh my God. Let's see. Was it Ronaldo Benson? Harold Barnhart? Abdul? How do you pronounce his last name? Okay, we'll come up with that in a second here. But anyway, the Four Tops, that was one of my favorite groups as well. Temptations was my favorite. I think it was the Temptations. It was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. And then it was the Four Tops in that order. So we're going to do this, ladies and gentlemen. The Four Tops. Sugar Pie Honey Bun, I Can't Help Myself.
Come and go, leaving just your picture behind.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, we are celebrating the life and the legacy of Lamont Dozier. He just passed away August the 8th of this year, right? And I'm telling you, this trio, Holland, Dozier, and Holler, they had, oh my God, they wrote more than 80 singles, like the professor said earlier, that reached the top 40 in the pop R&B charts, including 10 number one hits for the Supremes. Just an amazing, amazing group. The team was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1988 and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990. Amazing, amazing stuff. Just a great group, and they brought us so many magnificent, magnificent songs, right? And we'll never forget that. I've got, we just have a few more minutes left in the show. And let's see, I've got some Isley Brothers as well. Take Me in Your Arms. Rock me a little while.
Please let me feel your embrace once more. Take me in your arms. Come on and rock me a little while. Hold me, darling. Rock me a little while. We all must feel heartache sometimes. Right now. I'm feeling mine. I tried my
Alright, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, that's it for tonight. It's Monday Night Madness at its finest. Professor, what a list, what a list. Thank you so much for that.
Oh my God.
We celebrate the life and the legacy of Lamont Dozier. Is that Lamont Dozier?
Lamont Dozier.
Yes, right. Fantastic. From that brilliant trio. Holland, Dozier, and Holland.
Mm.
So, next week, Professor, are we returning to let's see what we
Electric
have.
Lady.
Electric Lady Land, folks. That's right. Some Jill Scott, Bilal, D'Angelo.
You got it.
Jimi Hendrix. Santana, with Miss Lauryn Hill and CeeLo Green.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Stanley Clark, Mandrill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. Yeah. Erykah Badu. You know, we're going to give them a little taste of that right now, but our time is over. We're signing out, but we're never off. This thing stays on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Monday Night Madness at its finest, ladies and gentlemen. So keep it locked right here. Please share it with a friend.
All
right. I got some NDRE for you right now. It's called Video. Let's do this. Enjoy, folks.
Peace out.
Let's do it.